So maybe you start with a deeper breath or two. Allowing the expansion and release of that to draw your attention to the outline of the body. Listening to and feeling the space around you, feeling yourself in the center. Seeing if we can't have a sense of safety, a sense of non-resistance to whatever's arising. Noticing how that changes your experience. What can happen when that resistance drops out? We might naturally connect with the exhale and that invitation down into the contact points. Our connection to the ground and that sense of the earth present right below us, rising up to support. And then noticing if you can soften and receive that. Give your full weight to whatever you're resting on, the ground below that. Once we have that sense of the earth below us, that sense of being here, tracing the attention up the length of the spine, that elongation through the crown and breathing into the space that opens up in the torso. And the lift through the crown invites the shoulders to drop away from the ears. Maybe we can feel the same invitation in the jaw. All the muscles around the face and mouth. the expression softening. The eyes can rest back into their sockets. The internal gaze opening to that quality of space. And then this grand experiment, which is to say we don't want to try to make it happen or to work too hard, but that space in the body, the soft openness to the gaze, and that sense of space all around the body, can all that space start to mingle? Thoughts and sensations contained in a little space feel big. Thoughts and feelings in a big space feel much smaller, much more manageable. Noticing how you can breathe and continue to soften the different patterns of bracing. How that allows and invites the space to open. The skill of balancing that openness with the support from the ground so that it can be stable. beauty about a spacious awareness like this is we're not using aversion, not trying to get rid of the thoughts, of the concerns. We're just making space for all of that to be here, and for there still to be some space for something else. When thoughts creep from the edges into the foreground of our experience, notice the sensations that arise. Maybe a tightness in the face or some kind of bracing. What's needed? Maybe it's a deeper breath. Maybe it's just an acknowledgement that it's like this. What invites you back into this moment? And so some days conditions are such that those thoughts and the activation that goes along in the body will require more effort. Maybe we're leaning in, getting really close, watching the breath. Other times, conditions are such that the concern or activation isn't as strong. Have more of that sense of resting back, being with conditions as they unfold. And as we witness ourselves in that continuum of experience, just seeing if it can be the compassion that arises in response to whatever's happening. And so as we come to the end of the formal practice, remembering these simple forms of insight, that life is hard. When we hold on, it hurts. And that we can let go. This is the path of learning how to let go. And so we offer the benefits down into the earth, out to all beings.
Thanks for joining us. If you enjoyed this guided meditation, please take a moment to rate and review it. That helps other folks find us. You can also recommend it to friends or share it on social media. If you feel moved to offer financial support, you'll find links in the show notes. And to find out more about me, about upcoming classes, or working with me individually, check out kathycherry.com.